Hey guys, welcome back to Positive Impact. Today I have two special guests, Brandon and Madison with Pink 7 Official. Pink 7 Official is a brand that I'm officially a sponsor of. This is a brand that I am that is aligned with my core values. It is a brand that I believe in. It's a brand that I'm passionate about. This is a brand that is near and dear to my heart. And I'm so excited to bring you guys Brandon and Madison and just a little bit about Pink 7 Official. Pink 7 Official is a brand that stands at the forefront of the sober movement, creating more than just clothing. It's about crafting a community experience where each piece of apparel represents the collective spirit of sobriety and connection. And today we're diving in with Madison and Brandon, a pioneering lifestyle brand. This brand is not just a label, it's a movement empowering individuals to embrace and feel proud of their sobriety. So Madison, we always start ladies first.
Thank you for being here.
Tell us a little bit about your journey and why Pink 7 Official for you, and tell us a little bit about your experience with the brand.
Sure. So, you know, my journey, it's been a long journey, but I'll do my best to give you a top level answer here. But my journey is I have always been health and wellness focused, and alcohol was never a big deal for me, or substances. It just really, you know, I went years without consuming any sort of substance and didn't keep track of it. But I found myself very socially isolated many times. I would be at a bar with friends who are all drinking, and I was always the DD, and I would always have the water with like a lime in it, so no one asked me questions, right? Because it was just easier that way. So I wasn't loud and proud about being sober. I just wasn't drinking tonight, is what I said, because it was easier. And if people said whatever reason they said, my first answer was, yeah, that's why, just because I just didn't want to fight it. And it wasn't until just about a few months ago that I decided to like lean into actually calling myself sober. And going back a little bit, my background is in community psychology. I was in track to be a naturopathic doctor. I dropped out of medical school, had an eat, pray, love moment through Latin America. 1 year turned to 7 years. And I wanted to move back to the States. I was heavily involved in like the health and wellness space with retreats and yoga. And down in Latin America did a lot of throughout the years, like my 7 years of just a lot of different events and things in that nature. And wanted to move back to the States. I'm from Seattle originally, didn't see myself living there anymore. I need the sunshine after so long, just being spoiled by the Central American sun. And I had a good friend. I have a good friend she's from here. And I decided to come here for a month, sold all my things in Latin America, bought a car in Seattle, drove down this summer, decided to come for a month to try it out. And I'm here in Encinitas, California. And I've been loving it ever since. One, I furnished my whole place within a couple of weeks of being here, and I have no intention of leaving. Definitely, I just, you know, the synergies have just been flowing. You know, within life, as things are just flowing with ease, that's how you know you're in the right place at the right time. And that's really what's been happening. And, you know, I was working remotely for many years for startups, and I'm getting my MBA right now. I graduate in 3 months. So I'm really excited about that. And I've worked in this space of like operations management, and I've worn a lot of different hats throughout the years, but always with the true north of health and wellness in that space. And so, you know, when I moved here, I wanted to meet other people that were happy, healthy, just motivated individuals. And I went out a few times. And again, it was that same sort of thing. I hadn't gone out in years. And I just was like, well, I'm in a new place. Like, let's go out. Let's see what the scene is like. And it's just so boring to me. If you're not drinking, you know, there's a time limit to authentic connections. I feel it's like the first couple hours, people are really on and there, and then it just starts to turn into just maybe not resonance. And so I always just do my nice smoke bomb goodbye at a certain point, but that gets old. And so I found myself isolated for a bit, and I decided to join a running club. I'm a runner. And I was just like, I'm going to give it a shot. I don't usually like to run with people, but I'm like, I want to meet people. So how do I do that here? And I actually met the Pink 7 team through Running Club. And they were just, Running Club is not put on by Pink 7, just the folks were there. And I met Joe and I met Brandon, and we all just got linked up, and, you know, other happy, healthy people that are out there at 6 a.m. on a Friday, just getting after it. And had some really awesome conversations and decided to walk away from the remote workforce and just be on the ground and interacting with people. And, you know, with my background in community psychology, I found it really hard to be building a community. Like, I was building communities, but remotely. And I'm like, I just miss being with people. And I was talking with Joe about this particularly. And I'm like, I miss being like in that space, like collaborating. And so, you know, with Pink 7, things just kind of aligned, and it just felt right to say yes. And so that's kind of how I got involved with Pink 7 and going to the events, meeting other people that in a space that is celebrating just being conscious and being present with the activity. I always thought that going to drinks was boring. Like, that's the activity. Let's go get drinks. I'm like, there's so much more to do. And I found myself doing a lot of these alone. So it's really great, like, to see such a happy, healthy, flourishing community that we do so much, you know, from volleyball to hikes to going out, like, in a musical space, in a social space, and, like, really having true, deeper connections and real conversations. And that's something that you don't really find a lot in the nightlife space. And so it's been fun to be plugged in here. And yeah, I could keep going on and on, but I really love what I do every day. And I get to do this. And I'm just really happy to be here.
Cool. I'm glad you're here too, Madison. So Brandon, everybody's listening, like, okay, Pink 7 official, dude, what's the name about? Where'd the name come from? Give us the story.
Yeah, of course. So Pink 7, what it means is true happiness. It's the highest form of a pink cloud in seventh heaven. And the true happiness is like the big point there, because for so long, so many of us relied on like these fake alternatives to happiness, like a drink or a drug or a pill, whatever it is. And here we are, like, learning and participating in this lifestyle that's like genuine true happiness of like enjoying our lives with other people, connecting with people on a real level, following our passions, all those things, maximizing our potential. So that's where the name stemmed from.
Okay. And how did you get involved, Brandon?
So, yeah, I came about 17 months ago. I moved to San Diego. A little different story. I needed, you know, I'm an alcoholic. I needed to get sober. And I found San Diego and decided to move here. And I met Joe, who introduced me to this lifestyle, like getting out and doing new things. And what it was at the time was just a little volleyball Moonlight Beach in Encinitas, small group of people. And what it was is me like throwing myself out there and finding out like, wow, you can actually have fun without drugs and alcohol. And through that, you know, we started to build this community. You know, it started with just volleyball every Sunday, a group of people, you know, 5-10 people. And as we were starting to have fun and wanted to share this experience, we started inviting other people. And before you know it, the whole beach is filled and people want to do more things. So we started offering other activities or sports, breath work, meditation, pickleball. And for a while, it was just like, we're just trying to have a good time. We just want to have fun. And I want as many people to come so we can meet new people. We can show them like, hey, there is an alternative out there and we can have fun together. And as we started to do that more, and you know, it's with no expectations and this community growing, we're like, wow, we can actually share this with people outside of just our neighborhood. Like, how can we bring this to the next level and share with everybody and bring this idea that sobriety, having fun sober, is an opportunity. And we want to share that with everybody.
Absolutely. You know, what's coming up for me when I hear you guys talking is, you know, we're meant to thrive, not just survive. And, you know, I know for me, like, you know, my sober journey, September or April 30th, 2015. And I remember on day one, I thought there was no way in hell that I could go the rest of my life without drugs and alcohol and like having fun. I thought my life was over. And little did I know, my life was just starting. And, you know, I think it's so important. And, you know, I just moved back from San Diego to Omaha, Nebraska. And, you know, San Diego is like the sweet spot of like, you know, spirituality and health and wellness and community. And for people listening, that's where Brandon and Madison are at. That's where Pink 7 official started, and that's where all these in-person events are taking place. And there's just this like this energy in the community of San Diego with, you know, this convergence of health and wellness and community and sobriety and you know, outdoors and great weather. And what a great place to foster, to have this incubator of the growth of bringing people together from all walks of life who share this common affliction, which is, you know, our drinking or drugging. And I just think it's so cool of what you guys are doing to create this community and making it fun for people, because so many people, when they think of sobriety, they think it's their life's over and it's actually just getting started.
Absolutely.
And so, okay. So I imagine at these events, and I've been to a few events, but what I want people who are listening, Brandon and Madison, is I imagine you guys hear some pretty powerful stories of transformation from people who are attending your events and who are going all in for this lifestyle change. Is there an aha moment or one or two stories that really, that are top of mind that you can share with the audience of people who are attending these events and experience a transformation?
Yeah.
Brandon, I'm going to let you take that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Well, and I'm glad you asked that, because in the beginning, you know, I mean, I would suffer from this whole, I'm not going to put on an event or something that people are going to enjoy, or who's going to show up and enjoy this. But the validation and reinforcement I got, like, on a weekly basis of, like, kids and people saying, look, dude, I look forward to coming to this every week. And I'm just like, you know, hearing that makes it all worth it. And that makes us want to continue to spread this to as many people. But more, on a more specific story, like, I have one of my closest friends now who's helped me now, volunteers. Like, every time I'm like, hey, dude, you sure you want to help out or whatever? Like, I feel bad he wants to help out so much. And he'll stop me and be like, this saved my life. This changed my life. I moved to San Diego from Oklahoma. I'm speaking from his perspective. I moved to San Diego from Oklahoma with no friends, from a place where I survived a suicide attempt and really with no hope. And here I came to this place, my first day showing up at Moonlight Beach, sitting on the bench there, right there when you walk up at the cul-de-sac, not knowing a single person. And the community introduces themselves to me, welcomes me in. And over, you know, a course of 6 months, 8 months, whatever it is, he can, and he's actually done a testimonial for our website, which we'll be posting soon, but he'll say, he's like, dude, the confidence that I've gotten in knowing that there's people out there that, like, one, I don't need to get drunk or do a drug to be this person that people want to be around. I'm actually more enjoyable to be around. People have more fun with me when I'm my normal, real self. And he'll say it because we were just having this really in-depth talk about it. And he's like, from this, I've gained a true group of friends who like me for me. I've gained this confidence where I can go around. But also, I've turned in this person who wants to share this experience with other people. You know, I came there just looking for myself to have a good time. But because what it's done in my life, now I want to practice this selfless and go find people and welcome them into a community like this, whether it's that specific event or other events going on or just like small casual social things. It's like, it's kind of changed this perspective and created this whole mentality of, hey, we're not a clique. We're not just going to stay, get comfortable with a small group of people and that just be us. No, we're all inclusive. And this changed our lives in such a way that we want to make sure we share this with who's open to it or whoever's willing to just, you know, show up. Because that's like, that is the most important thing. If I didn't feel some sort of connection with people when I first got here or any event I went to, and that's like, we hammer on this, like Madison will tell you, I say this all the time. Like, it is so important that we share that experience we had because it's changing so many lives and we just want to make sure we keep that momentum going.
Yeah. And connection is the opposite of addiction. You know, in addiction, we are disconnected, you know, and I'll speak for myself. I was isolating. I was by myself. I had pushed everybody away. I'd ruined all my relationships and I was holed up in a shitty apartment with the blinds closed and fast food boxes all over the kitchen. And I was alone by myself, lonely, riddled with shame and guilt and resentment. And what I found in sobriety is community and connection. And that is the opposite of addiction. And the community is everything. And that's what you guys are doing, being around like-minded people in a lifestyle of health and wellness, and knowing that people are not alone, because we've all lost friends, whether it is suicide, overdose, addiction, mental health. And, you know, when people feel alone, that was my rock bottom. I was all alone, and I had a suicidal ideation that I thought my life was better with me not in it. And I was taking a bunch of sleeping pills, not wanting to wake up. And that's so, it's why what you guys are doing is so important, because you guys are bringing together a container of people, so they know that they're not alone, and there's other people who have their back to support them. And for one person to say to another, yeah, I understand, me too. Like that, it's like a long exhale to hear somebody else say that we're not alone, we're not broken, there's nothing wrong with us. We just need a community of people who can support us.
100%. And I think it's important to note as well, like, we're all about sober curiosity.
Madison, I'm curious. Well.
So even if you're just trying on sobriety,
what changed for you when you took ownership of your sober lifestyle?
Can you ask that again? It glitched. Sorry.
What changed for you when you took personal responsibility and ownership of saying, I want to live a sober lifestyle?
I mean, I wasn't afraid to just say it in a conversation. It's like being out with some friends and they're like, oh, we're going to have wine there. And I'm like, oh, I don't drink. And they're like, oh, okay. And then it just was like more of like a matter of fact. I was like more of like, this is who I am as a person. It was kind of like an identity thing as well, because there for a long time, I felt like I was having to come up with all these reasons of like, why I wasn't wanting to say I was sober, because I didn't want to offend anyone. It was more of thinking from outwardly of like how I was going to be viewed. If anything, you know, when I really broke it down from like a psychological perspective, I was like, well, who gives a crap? Like, why does it matter? If that offends them, then that's more saying something about them than it is for me. And, you know, just giving less of a crap what people think about me is really what changed. And then also, just really leaning into, I love Atomic Habits. We just read that actually as a team recently, and becoming a person that alcohol is just like, I'm a health and wellness focused person. And like, that's what I identify as, and not having, like, I eat healthy. I take care of my health, like my health and wellness in every aspect. Alcohol just doesn't make sense to include in that. Like, that's just not in congruence with my identity. And so just by cutting that out, I felt more in alignment with that true north. Whereas, you know, in the past when I would have a drink, because I would have a drink mainly to make other people feel comfortable, right? I would see them drinking and then I would just have one. And half the time I would just take it and throw it over my shoulder at the end of the night or have a couple sips. And I'd be like, oh, take a shot. It'd slip over the shoulder. Because I just didn't want to put up the fight, right? And then, you know, taking that away, it doesn't even faze me. I'm like, this is who I am. And like, I just don't, like, it doesn't, like, I just feel more me and true to my values. And I have a life where alcohol is just not, like, I have to be on all the time. I wake up at 5, I run, I'm an athlete, I'm motivated. I'm, you know, there's just no time to be not on anymore. So that's really what changed in some.
Absolutely. Hey, Brandon, I'm curious. You're the oldest of 8. It's my understanding. The oldest of 8 must come with its fair share of stories. Can you share maybe a lighthearted moment or a lesson you learned from your experience in growing up in such a big family?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think what comes to my mind is through my whole journey, you know, I started off, you know, being the oldest, made it a point. I was a role model. You know, I made sure to do good in school, got to a good college. Then when my alcoholism and drinking came into play, like, I started to become this person that, you know, that scared people, didn't want to be around, they were worried they were going to lose me. Mm-hmm. And I remember towards the end when I was, you know, towards the end of my alcoholism, when I was heading into rehab, my dad told me that my sister, so my youngest sister on my dad's side, she had written this poem that was expressing, because I was not a person at that moment that she could express or talk to. She had written a poem for her high school class, how she was afraid she was going to lose me, that I was going to die mm-hmm. to this disease and all that. And through this journey, through my sobriety, I look back at that now. And at the time I was in denial. I was like, well, that's not going to happen. I have control of this. And now where I'm at today, like, one, my relationship with my sister is amazing. And I'm now that person that everyone wants to talk to, that women wants to be around, that wants to seek. But it's beautiful because I can look back and because I'm this person, I owned it and we talked about it and I addressed it. And I apologize for like what I had put her through. But now we're in this place where it's like our relationship, and this appeals. I use this specific story for my whole family now, because being able to face the difficult things, the scary things, and address them. Now, like, our entire relationship is built on this genuine level, on this real, clear, honest foundation. And I have the best relationship with all my brothers and sisters today. Like, just seeing how important family is. Like, I grew up thinking there were certain things that were supposed to make us happy. Like, and there was the things that society told me. It was the good school, the good job, the money, all those. And what I've come to learn is these times we get to spend with our family. Like, I mean, dude, I've just spent so much more time with my family this last year and a half than I've done in the last 10 years. And we're so open and honest about where we are in our lives. And it's just a beautiful thing, because today I'm present. Today I'm present. And when I'm with them, I'm enjoying this moment and going, wow, this is what it's all about. Like, this is what, this is wealth. This is abundance. And it's a beautiful place to be. So like, just the appreciation of being a part of, before it was like, God, it's kind of a pain. Is it a pain or is it stressful to be the oldest of eight? But no, I look at it now as an opportunity. I'm so fortunate because I have so many family members that I can connect with and have to rely on and share and just share this beautiful journey we're on together.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I appreciate you sharing that. What comes up for me when I hear that is, back in my corporate days, you know, I was making a lot of money, and by society standards, I was very successful. I had the house in San Diego. I had the nice car, season tickets to the Chargers. I was flying first class, and because my job title, people wanted my business and attention. And you know, I thought I had it made. Like, everything by society standards, all the boxes were checked, and I was miserable. And I had this God-sized hole in my soul that I was using drugs and alcohol to try to fill. And, you know, it got me to where I am today, because that was the beginning of my rock bottom. I got fired from that corporate job. And I remember when I got sober, my first sober job was working retail at Lululemon, and I was making $14 an hour. And I have never been happier in my life. I was working 40 hours a week, making $14 an hour, and I was happy as hell. I had this freedom, because I wasn't living a life that other people wanted me to live. I wasn't putting on this mask and being a chameleon and adapting to whatever people I thought wanted me to be. And the word freedom comes up, and it came up when you were speaking, Brandon, and that's what I have today, is a freedom. And, you know, that's what sobriety, it's my top core value is freedom. And that's what I have today because of sobriety.
I love that.
And so, all right. So let's talk about the vision of the future for Pink 7 Official. Guys, where are we going? Madison, where are we going? For people listening, how can they get involved? Mm-hmm. How can they support? If they're curious, where do they go? Let's mm-hmm. talk about the compelling vision of the future for Pink 7 Official.
I'll give it my best crack, and then Brandon, I'm gonna ask for your feedback here to see how I get it. With Pink 7, you know, we're all, you know, while we're based here in the greater North County, San Diego area, we're all about creating nationwide, if not global, change on what sobriety means, or sober curiosity means, really, of like, even if you're just trying on sobriety for an event, for a day, for a moment, if you have 20 years being sober, whatever it is, you're welcome in this space, whether that's through the online interweb realms at our, you know, Instagram community, our WhatsApp community. If you're here in San Diego, come to an event. You're welcome. Just show up. We'll be here to welcome you with open arms. So while we have this community here in the physical space, we also are a movement. That's why we're really nailing that in there of making sobriety status, sober curiosity status versus stigma. And so this is something like a badge of honor, whether it's wearing our apparel and showing others that it's safe to be sober, you know, just by having that. I didn't get the memo today. Apparently I should have worn my hat as well, but just by wearing the logo so that people can see like, this is a safe space. You know, there's a lot of brands, whether it's a team, like a sports team and things like that, where you can see and you can find that relatable moment with them, right? And that human connection. Why not with a sober brand that you can see someone else and be like, that person is also celebrating sobriety, whether it's for allyship with someone in their life or it's something that they identify with personally. It's a whole movement and we're going big places. And I really want Brandon, since this is your baby, this is your vision, please tell us where we're going.
Yeah, dude, that was great. I like to say it very okay. In a very short wording. As no, from the way that I say it, or we say it here, is like Nike made jogging cool, and that saves lives and changed lives. Pink 7 is going to make sober cool, and that's going to save lives.
Oof, mic drop moment. Woo! All right, so we talked about Instagram. Where do people go if they're in San Diego? If people are in San Diego, they want to get involved at local events in person. Where do they go for that?
You'd go to our Instagram at Pink7Official, and then also on our website, we have a newsletter that you would subscribe to. That we will any our weekly events that are reoccurring, but then we also now are starting to introduce more one-off events that are a little more on the social side, that are music, you know, music, live concert, barbecues, and those will be announced on the Instagram and then also sent through our newsletter that you can sign up through via our website.
Okay, cool. And what's the website?
Website is pink7.com.
Pink7.com. I will make sure to put all this in the show notes for people listening. And swag. I'm wearing the swag right now. So when we post this video, you'll see my sweatshirt. You'll see my hat. The epic swag. You know, like if you want to be one of the cool kids, you're wearing Pink7Official swag. And so, you know, at Pink7Official Instagram handle, I'll make sure to tag that for people to get involved. I love the fact, Madison, you know, sober curious, you know, whether you're 18 years sober, 25 years sober, or just curious about living a lifestyle that is a little bit different than maybe you're living right now. You want to make some healthier choices and making it's so inviting for people. And I think that's so important with your brand. I guess it's our brand now because I'm an ambassador. LFG, let's go.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But
the invitation of... It's inviting for people. Hey, if you're sober curious, if you want to hang around people who are making different lifestyle decisions based on health and wellness and community and connection, you're invited to this way of life. And I love how inviting it is and changing it from a stigma and something to shy away from. And like you did in your own life, Madison, you took ownership and said, hey, I'm proud of this. I'm making changes to live a healthier, more fulfilling life. So I'm acknowledging you both for all that you're doing. Again, I'm honored to be an ambassador for your brand, our brand. It's a brand that aligns with my values. My top core values. It's a brand that I believe in. It's a brand that's near and dear to my heart. And so for people listening, the website, Instagram, I'll put that in the show notes. Any last thoughts before we bring this full circle? Madison, I'll start with you. Any other thoughts, any asks of the audience, anything that you want to share that's on your heart?
Just want to say thank you for being here. And also, you know, if anyone, if you're even, I just want to nail it in there. If you're just considering what a sober lifestyle could be like, just like give it, check out our website, check out our Instagram, like stay connected. There's no pressure to be one way or another, whether you're in Omaha, Nebraska, or if you're in San Diego, you know, you're welcome to just stay connected with us, send us a message, tell us what's going on with you and how we can support. We have a huge resource list on our website as well. If you're needing a little bit extra help or a direction, there's a lot of like online offerings, coaches, programs, and things in there as well. So if you're needing support, like this is a resource page as well. So don't be afraid, reach out. We're here to welcome you wherever you're at in your journey.
All right, Brandon, bring it home, brother.
Yeah, just to add on to that is that we want to emphasize that sobriety means so many different things. Like we don't want to put in a box and keep people from trying it out or asking questions about it. Sobriety can be sober for life, like me, or sober by choice for Madison, or like my Italian uncles would say, hey, I'm sober tonight just because I had two beers and I can drive. Like we want this to share this lifestyle with everybody. And, you know, it may open the door to this whole new experience that like, wow, I actually want to remove drugs and alcohol permanently from my life. And that's, we want to like our all-inclusive mentality and mission and culture. We want to continue that as people start look to experience and learn more about what sober means. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Beautiful. Well, I want to acknowledge you guys both for being leaders. You know, when I started this podcast 6 years ago, the intention is to bring on people who are creating dynamic community activation events and brands, people who are having a positive change in the community, leaders, because I was sick of the doom and gloom of the 24-hour news and the negativity. And the question I always came back to is, Andrew, what are you doing about it? How are you being the change that you want to see in the world? That's why I started this podcast, and having you both on is exactly why I started it, to talk about messages, content, stories to empower and support and to serve people to live healthier, more fulfilled lifestyles. And so thank you both for being here. So much gratitude that you're both in my life and I'm part of this brand with you. And for people listening, please check them out. I cannot recommend them enough. And website, Instagram in the notes for the podcast. Please share this with people who you think might be sober curious. And Madison, Brandon, much love. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
Happy to be here. Anytime.
See ya.